Okay. We are in Perakei Halacha. Hey, what daf is that? Chav base and off at the bottom. Oh, I didn't realize it was that far. Oh, okay. Halkech minani. Somebody acquires food from an ani. Now, this is your regular guy. You bought money for food from an ani. Or you're the ani yourself, and you were given pieces of bread, or the individual pieces of dates. Since you don't know who you're getting from, obviously an ani gets from many different sources. So each one, some of it could be meiser rei, some of it might not be meiser rei, right? So therefore, since there's no way of knowing what was meiser rei and what was not, so therefore you have to meiser from each one independently. You can't meiser put everything together, meiser all together. However, by dates and by figs, bolel and notel, you can mix them all together. These are not individual dates. I apologize. Before we talk about bunches of dates, now we're talking about individual dates. If you have individual dates, you can mix them all together, and then you can take a tenth or whatever of the entire thing. In other words, in that case, if you have individual dates, so the assumption is that they can get mixed up well. Once they mix up well, whenever you take off a tenth, it's proportionally a tenth of the entire mixture, right? It's well mixed, so throughout the batch, okay? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Amos, I was manchim atonim meruba. That's when you have a lot of their dates, because then you can mix them up and you can make it proportional throughout the entire batch. I was manchim atonim letas, but when the ani only has a few dates, maiser mikol echav echad, he must maiser from each one. He must maiser each batch he got from each house independently, because each batch might have its own status vis-a-vis trumas and maisers. Okay? Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Chizka said, Ein belila eliyayim b'shem milvad. The only time you can make a large batch out of all the individual donations and take maaser from proportionally of the entire thing as if it's wine or oil. In other words, a liquid. Because liquid, if you pour a whole bunch of liquids together, they do get mixed up proportionally very accurately, but not by solids. Rabbi Yochanan akizesim hanivlolim. Rabbi Yochanan says, up to the size of olives, they can't get mixed together proportionally. In other words, it's fine enough. In other words, a powder, of course, we would all hold, can get proportionally mixed up so that, you know, any part of the batch has a proportional mixture of the entire batch. But he says even larger particles up to the size of olives have that property. Okay? Masnis and Pliga, Rabbi Yochanan. It seems our Mishnah argues Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says if our Marmish says even by Gregos and Tamarim, even by figs and dates, one can mix them together. And Boilov and Oitel, and figs and dates are substantially bigger than olives. What? Oh, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm sorry. I said, no, Ragis Rabbi Yechna. Plig Rayok, Rabbi Yechna. Because Rabbi Yechna says up to the size of Zaysim and not larger. It sounds like our mission that you can even mix larger objects proportionally. So says the Gemara, no. He could potter law. Rabbi Yochanan would say, our mission is about ad kazesim. So about up to the size of kazesim, not larger than the size of kazesim. Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Zira gives another interpretation. And he says, when do I say that only up to the size of kazayas can be mixed together and make a proportional mixture throughout the entire batch? Where by regular, by tarovus of regular things, when you mix together regular things. However, but demai, it should be hikilu. By Dmai, they were Makel and they were lenient. They said that even larger particles can get mixed together in a way which allows you to take Meister proportionally on the entire batch.
What do you get, mixture of larger and smaller?
That's a good question. Probably will be answered as we see in Amud Beis. Let's see how, we are in Amud Beis. So a few lines down. Rabbi, he takes out the Grah. Shouldn't say he. The Gra takes out the next two words. Oh, the Gra takes out the next two words, and we say the next word should be Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Yossi. I don't know. Do you have it as Rashi Davis? I don't know who this is. Riomer Amosai, when is this true? Bisman Shematzon Meruba. When there's, oh, it's a quote from the Mishnah, so it's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, when is this true that you can make a proportional mixture, Bisman Shematzon Meruba, when you can have a large amount of Bisman Shematzon Meruba? At this point, there's a small amount, then there's no way to make a proportional mixture. Meisim Mikul Ech Vechot, if you have to Meisim, each batch you only got has to be Meisim independently. Devei Rabbi Ani Amri, and that's Rabbi Ani said, Bishasa Goren Shonu. This is talking about at the time of the Goren. Now, this really addresses your question, Dr. Spinell. The time of the Goren, we're talking about the time of the giving from the silo. Shakol Yunosim Meisaw. Everybody gives 10 out of 100. Everybody gives 100 saw. That's what they used to give as Meisawani. That was, I guess, the shear, what they used to give to poor people. What if that's not the case? If all the Balabatim would give to the poor people the shear of 100, one of them only gave the shear of 50. One of them only gave the shear of 50. So a skinflint, or poor, one of the two, maybe both. Now, I'm not sure which key it is, but I think it's this one. Good luck. Okay, so so he's giving less. He's giving 1 out of 50, right? He's giving 50, sorry. Everybody's giving 100, he's giving 50. Maisim Michamishim. So when you have to divide up the lots which you have into 50s, okay? So this, the you have to take into account that batch which you got from that guy who gave 50. Hi, everybody else gave 100. Doesn't matter because he gave 50. So therefore, you have to divide it up into lots of 50 and take out proportionally from each lot of 50. Is that clear? So the same will be true if you have some big size and some big small size. You're going to have to group them separately in order that you should be able to distinguish what's what. Okay? You have to be able to make it proportional across the board. Okay, everybody gave 50s. One gave 40 units. Ma'isim Rabbi, to divide everything in units of 40. Everybody was giving units of 40. Ve'achem Mishloshim, one of them was giving units of 30. Ma'isim Mishloshim, you give Ma'isim from 30. Ho'yakol Nosti Ma'isim, everybody give units of 20. Ve'achem Ma'isim, one give unit of 10. Ma'isim Ma'isim, you give from 10. Ho'yakol Nosti Ma'isim, Ve'echot Ma'echot, everybody gave units of 10, one guy gave 1. So Ma'isim Mikol Echot Ve'echot, you have to Ma'isim everything individually.
Why does the Gemara go
through? I don't know why the Gemara goes to this. It's like Avraham Avinu in stone. Yeah. Okay. Look, you're right. You saw me did it editing. What can I tell you? They want to make the blot easy. It is really an easy blot tonight. Halkech min asiton. Now, the best way to translate siton in English, in my opinion, is a co-op. Okay, basically all the farmers would give their stuff to the co-op. You buy from the co-op. Problem is some farmers are frum, some farmers are not frum, right? Shouldn't say frum, not frum. Amaratim and chaverim, right? Tanuva, like Tanuva, right? The same idea. Then you do a bought from them a second time around. But you bought from Tanuva a batch today. And a week later you bought another batch. So lo yaser mizal zeh, you got a nice from one batch to another batch, because who knows? Right? You don't know what you're buying. Because the co-op is constantly getting from different farmers. Right? Afilu mil susugim is the same type. Fruit. Afilu mil susugim is the same thing. Plums. However, the guy who runs the co-op is trusted. If he says, I got all this fruit from the same source, then you believe him, then he can buy it, even what you buy next week or what you bought today.
Even if the guy that runs it is an Amorah?
Right, because he doesn't get anything by saying that. That's what it sounds like. Okay? Says Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah boy. Now, you know what, guys? I don't know if I saw this anywhere before. I want to say a shocking, shocking thing. The word boy in the Ushambi doesn't always mean a question. It means sometimes a statement. It's clear. I've tried to translate it. Yeah, maybe I have said it in the past. I've tried all the time to translate boy as a question. It's not. It doesn't work. Okay? Later on, we're going to have boy. In the next verse, the boy is going to mean a question. Here, it's a statement. Okay? So sometimes in the Bavli, boy always means a question. in the Usha. Isn't that shocking?
It's like,
so yeah, it is pretty annoying. So Rav Yair made the statement. Even if I praise what I'm buying, meaning I'm the buyer. I say that grain which I brought from you yesterday, tavin havin mi'inun, they were better than what I'm buying from you today. The stuff you buy, I'm buying today, is it stinks, right? It's bad. So I'm not sure exactly how to punctuate it. The next word, inun, means he says they're from the same grower. Which I say, the stuff I bought from you yesterday was much better. You say they're from the same grower. You're the co-op guy. So I believe you. Okay? Even if there is a distinct difference between the types, and I confront you on that, and you say, well, they're from the same grower, I might think you're being defensive, right? So no, I do believe you in that case. I believe you're telling the truth when you say that they're the same. From the same grower. So I'm not sure exactly how to punctuate this. Let's read it again. Rabbi stated, even if you praise the previous one, meaning, those that bought for you say tavina vin meinun, I say the ones I bought for yesterday are better. He's believed to say me'inin inun, from the same ones. These are they. In other words, he's believed to say the same.
It's in his best interest to say that it's the same grower.
I don't know. I think he probably gets the same price regardless. That's the way the co-op works. Every day he features another farmer's wares, or sometimes the same one, but every day it's so, and therefore he gets the same price. It's stuff on you, it's a cabal, right? No matter what you get, you pay the same price. I'm assuming that. Because you're right, otherwise it might be choshed, right?
Right, maybe because it's a co-op, like you say.
Right.
It would be just a private wholesale.
Then it might not apply. Right. Could be. Okay, says the Gemara. Obviously, there are extenuating circumstances to lead to credibility here. Tani, you learned to lokech min achenvani. If you're buying from a storekeeper, not a wholesaler of this sort, but a storekeeper, because the local menushnin, you buy from him a second time. If you recognize the barrel, shehihi, that's the same barrel he's selling you from, meitzen rimen olav. So you can meitzen from the wine you buy today on the wine you bought a week ago. But if you don't recognize that barrel, lobedo, then not in this case. In that case, I can't meitzer from the stuff I bought this week on the stuff I bought last week. How did the tame might be Elon Eid Tik Dima? That's only true about large barrels. Because large barrels, he doesn't usually pour out stuff from them. So he keeps them there until they're finished, and then he takes them, he schleps them, and fills them again. Okay, so therefore I assume whatever's in the barrel this week is the same stuff which is in the barrel last week. But by those which can be poured easily, so then I can't assume that the stuff which is in the barrel this week is the same stuff which is in the barrel last week. Why? Because maybe poured it out, right? There's a turnover. So urcha, the normal derech is mifantun ilain lego ilain. You pour out some into others, right? So therefore, I then couldn't rely on that svove. Okay. New mishnah halachavav halokeach mi ba'abayis v'chazalah menu mishniyah halokeach mishniyah, the same case. Except now we're telling him not about the co-op, but from the Baal Bais himself, from the farmer. You bought it from the farmer. Because the Lachman of Shnei bought it from him again. Meiser Mizel, you meiser from what you bought the second time, you can meiser from what you bought the second time, what you bought the first time, and vice versa. I feel Mishnei Kubos, even if it's from two different containers. I feel Mishnei Arios, even if he's growing some of it in Rockford, and the rest of it in where do they grow grain here?
Peoria.
Right. So nonetheless, it's the same farmer. We say he applies the same quality control or lack thereof across the board. So therefore, whatever is Dmai across the board. Whatever is Vada across the board. Okay? Basil, I'm sorry, Basil. Ba'abais. Do you have a Prussia Tavis there too? Do you also have Bays Hay? It's Balabais. Balabais. Balabais Shemochi Erek Bashuk. A Balabais who is selling vegetables in the marketplace. Same idea. Logical. When they bring it to him from his own gardens, meaning he's a retailer selling his own product, his own produce. So Maiser Miachas Alkol. You still know whatever the status of whatever thing you buy is the status of everything, right? Beginos Acheres, they bring it from other gardens, other vegetable batches besides his own. Maiser Kulachas Vachas. You have to Maiser from each thing independently. Okay? Rabbi Yona Boy. Rabbi Yona asked. Here's a question. Ukrabi Meir Mais Mikol Kelch Vekelch. Like Rabbi Meir, you have to Maiser from each and every stalk you buy. Now, this is a major chumra. Would you buy individual stalks of celery? Not stalks, individual bunches of celery. You have to buy Maiser from each bunch. You buy scallions, right? Each scallion, you have to separate Maiser from itself. Why should that be? So what did Sina tell me? Because he learned over there. This is a Mishnah somewhere in Machshirin. Omer Meir. The mayor said, there's a very interesting case over there. It's a case, the question is, how does a bunch of vegetables become mukshel lekabel tuma? And do I assume it's mukshel lekabel tuma? And the various different approaches there in the Mishnah right now doesn't concern us directly, but the mayor says, you know how they become mukshel lekabel tuma? He takes the guy takes apart a bunch, and then in order to put the bunch back together again, he moistens a piece of rope or hemp or whatever it is with his mouth. He gets his saliva on it, and then he ties the bunch down with his now saliva moistened tie. Ah, so that saliva is machshir the fruit.
Is that one of the liquids?
It's mine. Saliva is considered mine, I think. I'm pretty sure about that. Because I don't think, because it's not Yad Shachadam. It's not one of those seven. So I'm pretty sure it's considered to be water. Okay? I'm pretty sure about that. In any event, that's the case. So our mayor says, it must be according to our mayor at least, that the mashkepit. So in any event, so according to our mayor, you take the bundle together to part, put it back together again. Each one is their own mukshel lekabel tuma because of saliva. Okay, be that as it may, says the one Lamaisa. That means that you take bundles and you make bundles, reconstitute bundles. So it's bundles that you originally constitute one way, you open them up and then you reconstitute them. So who says that all the stalks in the bundle came from the same place? So you might have to mice them each stalk independently, right?
That's such an extreme case.
That's Gemara answers. Says the Gemara, Kemad the Tamer. Again, let me read from the beginning. The Tzinina Taman Armrei Meir Chimnei Matime. Why has become Tommy there by Mukshel Lekabel Tuma? Chimnei Mashkape because of the liquid in the mouth. Kemad the Tamer Taman. So just like you say over there, Derech Tat. Well. It's kemad tamer taman means not like I said over there. It's as if it says lo kemad tamer taman. I'm not sure exactly how to translate that in a smooth way, but let me try it this way: kemad tamer taman, like that which we say over there, derech aguda litor, the way of a bundle is to untie it. Fikshur revivi, retie it with your mouth. True. But that doesn't apply over. That doesn't have any relevance over here. Here we would also say derech aguda litor. It's true you would say that you normally take apart the bundle, but however, do you think that then he takes the stalks which are there and replaces them with others? No, he unties the bundle to check for bugs, whatever the case may be. But then when he ties it back together again, it's the same stalks reconstituting the bundle. So therefore, whatever the status is, begin with the status he has now. They have now, we don't assume there was any mixing and matching going on. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah said, Lo sof dover migin oisof. You should know that not just if it's from his own gardens do I say that whatever it is, it's not locha consistently throughout the batch. Feel Meginus Achersi, and from other gardens. If the other gardens are with his suppliers, they miser to his specs. Right? He specifies what they should mice or not. So if that's the case, mice means they'll say, can mice from one thing or the other thing, because I assume that whatever they're doing, they're following his specifications, and therefore, even if they come from separate gardens, it's all based on his standards, and his standards are low, and therefore you can mice from one on the other. Right? If he lava, whoever, they don't mice are based on his specifications, but they have their own specifications for the guard for mice ring, then you know, no, you can't mice them from one thing or the other thing. Okay? This is a very interesting Mishnah. You buy tevel, definite tevel, in two different places. Meiser mizel, so you can meiser from one or the other. That's obvious. Okay? If they're both tevel, you can meiser from one tevel or another tevel. Right? It's all the same tevel. Where are we machmir? By dmai. Because dmai, different people have different standards. But by tevel, tevel is tevel is tevel. Right? However, you should know this is an aberrant case, because this case is taking place despite the fact that Chazal said you're never allowed to sell tevel unless there's a necessity to do so. Demai, yes, you could sell demai. A nachdom could sell demai. Other people could sell demai, but not tevel. It is absolutely forbidden to sell tevel.
That's midarabanan. Why did they institute
this? Lifnei Iver. Right? Makes sense, right? So I'm Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said, wait a minute. Who? Kini Mas Nisan. This is the way to understand our mission. Let's expand upon it a little bit. Ein Adam Rashailin Kor Tevel El Lutzorach. A person is not allowed to sell Tevel unless it's a necessity. However, even then, Ubilvad lechaver. You're not, even if there's a necessity, you're still only allowed to sell it to a chaver, not to an amoritz. Says more now. If that's the case, we have a problem. Me'ata amoritz shisariv tirva b'chulin ein lo takana. If an amoritz gets his own personal tevil mixed up b'chulin, so how is he ever going to meiser it? He can't meiser from that batch in and of itself. Because he doesn't know, maybe I'll pick up a chulin piece and make that truma on the tevel, and I'm going to mess it up. The only way to meiser, by definition, the only time tevel chulin, the only way I can take meiser of tevel chulin which got mixed together is by taking more tevel, which is definite tevel, and taking the meiser from that second tevel on the first initial tevel. But this poor hamaretz, ain't nobody going to sell him tevel, because he's an hamaretz, so he's a stuck. So how's he ever going to fix this batch? Right? It's a good question. There's more, he's taco stock. Kate Zoe said, what's the only thing he can do? Holich etzel chaver. He can go to the chaver and say, Rabbi, can you buy me some tevel and fix my fruit for me? Because I'm not allowed to buy tevel. Okay, little tevel, meiser lo, and the rabbi or the chaver here buys from tevel and meisers it for him.
Yeah, Maritz is going to know to do this.
No!
We have to, yes, that much yes. He's got to know to go to his local Orthodox rabbi. If he doesn't even know that, all is lost, okay? Okay, aloha ches. You know, we might actually finish early tonight. I know this, probably have to prepare more. I think we're going to do three blood as is tonight. Our goal is to finish the parak. Okay, well, we did one blood array almost, right? Not quite. So, the Mirta Shantai will try and finish the parak. What is it? No, start with Talon. Oh, hey, yeah, hey. I have two A's in a row. Do you have two A's in a row?
No. We start on the bottom line. We start on the base of an hour.
Yes. You came so late, and you still came on time. We might still end early. Okay. Ma'isi Mishal Yisrael al Shalakum. Now, this Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say, is very, very... very, very one-sided is probably the right term, okay? This mission is going like the opinion that when a guy purchases land in the land of Israel that does not undermine the chiyuv of trumas and maizes of the crop. When a Jew gets that crop, he's got to take trumas and maizes off it. Okay? That's what it says here. Maizim Mishal Yisrael, you maizim from stuff which grew in a Jew's field, Al Shalakim and Stavich grew in a Goy's field. Shalakim Meister from Stavich grew in a Goy's field, Asher Sol and Stavich grew in a Jew's field, because they're both the same level of Chiyuv, since the Goy's purchase does not undermine in any way, shape, or form the Chiyuv of Trumus and Meisters. Similarly, Moshe Yisrael Kushel Kutim. Mice from that stuffage grew in a Jewish field, and that stuffage grew in a Samaritan field. Michel Kutim, mice from stuffage grew in a Samaritan field. Al Shel Kutim, and the stuffage grew in another Samaritan's field. Rabbi Lezer, Osam, Michel Kutim, Al Shel Kutim. Rabbi Lezer says it's forbidden. Why is that? Because the Kuti, one Kuti might take off Trumus and Maestros. Some of them did. So therefore, I can't meister from a kuti on a kuti. You never can tell which kuti is going to take off and which is not going to take off. So there is when I buy grain from kuti number one, I have to take trumas and meister of it, but I can't take trumas and meister from it on grain which I bought from kuti number two, because maybe kuti number one did meister already. And maybe Cooper number Kuti number two did not mice already, or vice versa. He put it before his mukshar. We even have his mukshar. Still have to take trumas and mice, even though they become tome. Nobody can eat them. That's bizman as that. We have to take them off anyway, right? Atzitz nok. I think it's the first time in Shas we come across this. Atzitz nokuv is a potted, a perforated pot. What? In Yerushalmi. No, in Mishnayis, I mean. Shas Mishnayis. First time in Shas Mishnayis. Atzitz nokuv. There is, of course there is. It is, but Gittin is later than Dmai. Talking about absolute terms, not in terms of what we learned in Yeshiva. No, an absolute term. Atzitz nakuv, a perforated pot, perforated planter. Harei karetz, it's like the land, the ground itself. Because we say it derives moisture from the ground. Torah min aretz al atzitz nakuv, therefore if you take truma from that which grew in the land, and that which grew in the perforated pot, or vice versa, min atzitz nakuv, and that which grew in the perforated pot, al aretz, and that which grew in the land, truma, so truma, that's truma. Wherever you take truma and from a non-perforated pot, alanokuv on a perforated pot, so it is truma, but only the rabbanon. Obviously, it's not valid truma deraisa, because anything that grows in a non-perforated pot is exempt mi deraisa, right? It's not chayav truma semaisers, right? Like hydroponics, mishenokuv truma, but viachser vitrum. It's truma the rabbanon. Let me make it clear. It's not mechuyev in truma de rabbanan. You didn't have to take the truma off the stuff which grew in the perforated pot. In the unperforated pot. The unperforated pot. But once you did, it's truma de rabbanan. However, it's a messed up truma, right? Because it didn't have any effect on the perforated pot. Because the perforated pot, in order to be mutter, requires truma deraisa to be taken off that. And this ain't valid truma mi deraisa, right? So v'yachsav yitrum in anokuv, v'yachsav yitrum. You have to be chozer and turn again, because otherwise you can't eat the stuff on which you took off the truma. Now what about the other direction? Min anokuv, you took off truma from stuff in a perforated pot, al shein anokuv stuff which is not stuff which is not a perforated pot, truma. There too it's truma, for lo sochal, but you can't eat the truma itself in that case. Because there the truma itself is really tevel. Because you'd use that to make truma on something which is not chayv and truma. Right? So again, midrabanan we consider truma, but on the truma itself, lo sochal, the kohen can't eat it, achioti lo truma sumaisrus. So you take truma sumaisrus on the truma itself. Okay? So it's a very fictitious truma. Okay? Torah min admai al admai. You took truma from demai and demai, or from demai and vadai. So truma, it is truma, but yachser v'yitrum. Since we don't know what the status of the, since no two demais are necessarily the same. So therefore, it is truma, you have to take truma over again. Because maybe the first demai was really miserate, and the second demai was not, so therefore you have to take miser over again. Okay? Mina vada el etmai, if you took truma from vada to evel on demai, Truma, the same idea. It's like, exactly like an otzit sheino nokov and an otzit nokov and an otzit sheino nokov. He took from Vaday and Dmai. So it's Truma, but maybe it's not Truma at all, because maybe the Dmai is not his exam, and therefore, if lo socha, you can't eat it. I also have Truma Samaisis until you take Truma Samaisis off the Truma itself.
There's no connection between the
Sefer and the Shiva. Only, no, not that I can discern. Not that I recall. Okay, it says Gemara, Masnis in the Rabbi Meir, I'm just going to Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir says, Ein kinyan la'akum b'Eretz Yisrael, a goy does not have rights of acquisition in the Holy Land, la'afkiyum idei ma'iser, to deprive the produce of the status of ma'is, or chiyum ma'isus. Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Shimrei, and Rabbi Shimrei both argue, and Oymrin, they say, Yesh kinyan la'akum b'Eretz Yisrael, a goy's acquisition of land in Eretz Yisrael, does exempt that which grew in his true domain from Miser. Rabbi Imei B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Luckett said, Tanya Rabbi Meir, what's the logic Rabbi Meir? V'isnachaltem osam livnechem achareichem, you should bequeath your slaves to your children after you, l'reshes achuzo, to inherit as a portion. Hekish achuzo la'avodim. So there's a linkage made drawn here between portions of land and slaves. Ma'avodim, just like slaves. Atem koni mehem. You can buy Canaanite slaves. Ve'imoni koni mehem. But they cannot buy Jewish slaves, right? There's no concept of Jews serving in slavery to non-Jews. Avachuza, so too buy lands. Atem koni mehem. You acquire lands from them. Ve'im ein koni mehem. They can't acquire lands from you. In other words, if they do, it doesn't belong to them. It still retains the status of Truma Samaisis. The present government. Okay. I'm Rabbi Ami again. But I don't know. Let's say, I'm Rabbi Ami. No. It's somebody, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi. I don't know exactly who it is. But somebody said, Kumi Rabbi Yasa, in front of Rabbi Yasa, V'dom Messiah Rabbi Meir, the following passage is right to Rabbi Meir. V'oretz losim b'ochelitz misus. The land should not be sold permanently. Kili kol oretz. Because says God, the land belongs to me. L'chol tonis. That means the land can't be sold definitively to a goy. If it's sold to a goy, it still retains its chiv of truma sumaisris. Omar leis, Rabbi Yossi responded, no. Kol garma omar, which in Hebrew translates kol atzmo shel pasuk zeh. The entire essence of the pasuk, the whom is silo, Rabbi Shimon is right for Rabbi Shimon. How so? Because it says losi moker, don't sell the land. If the sale had no halachic ramification, why is there any promise selling the land? Who cares? Doesn't do anything. By virtue of the fact that the Torah is to warn you, losi trimacher, hoim nimkaro chalutoi, it sounds like if you did sell it, then it loses its status of trumas amaisrus. Okay? So the Torah had to say, losi mocher, and warn you, don't sell it. It must be because if you do sell it, there are consequences. What would the consequences be? That it would be exempt from trumas amaisrus. Okay? Yes, so why losi macher? So sell, be able to sell it. There's another pasuk for that, losi chonem. So you don't need the popes looking for that. Los chonem means don't losi telem chanoe bekarga, don't let them stay. Okay, period. Now, lemaise, if we pass on a mayor, that would cause us major, major headaches in halacha, right? Basically, in the land of Israel, you had everything mechuyav in trumas u'maisros, everything mechuyav in shemitah, very bad problems, right? So, of course, we have to get around this halacha. How do we? Fortunately, we have a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Huna Ruba de Tziporin, Rabbi Huna the Great of Tzipori said, Omar Hinig, Rabbi Chanina de Tziporin, Rabbi Chanina conducted in Tziporin the nation, Ke'ador de Rabbi Shimon. Just like Rabbi Shimon, who said what? That Yesh Kinyan, right, if going by it, it's exempt. Rabbi Zira, Amar Rabbi Zira said, Hinig, Rabbi Chanan v'Tzipori go to Rabbi Shimon, the same idea. Rabbi Zira Amar Kumi Rabbi Avo b'Shem Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Zira said that in front of Rabbi Avo in the name of Rabbi Lozer. Ava got Rabbi Meir Amar Ein Kini Lakum Beretzis Lofotim in a Maislis. You should know, even though Rabbi Meir said that a goy can't exempt from Trumas from Maislis, Modu Hu Hocha, he concedes the point here, the word Hocha is a little bit extra. He concedes the point, the Yeshul Kini Nechosim. It's not an invalid sale. Don't think that the sale is invalid, just doesn't exempt from Trumas u'Maaseres. But he does have rights in the land once he buys it. Okay? If you want it back, you gotta buy it back. You can't just take it back. Okay? I'm Rabbi Bar. Rabbi Bar says, what right does he have in the land? Uchlas peros, meaning he has the right to eat fruit. Right? He has legal rights in the land to eat fruit. No more than that, but that he has. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Vatinan, didn't we learn how lokeh maybe bikurin? Now this is an interesting case. Literally, it means the customer brings bikurin, the buyer. It's not what it means. It means it's like this: you own land in Eretz Yisrael, you own the plot of land in Ashdod, sold to a guy. You have to buy back the first fruit and bring it as bikurin. You got to do that. Yeah. That means alokeach, you, the seller, have to buy back and maybe and bring the bikurim to Shalim, mipnei tikkun olam, but only midrabbanan, because of tikkun olam. You know, this is what is, you know, the big catchword in modern Judaism is tikkun olam, right? See what we call tikkun olam? Tikkun olam means bringing the bikurim from the land. Okay. You can take that at face value, can darshan it, whatever you want. But anyway. Yeah.
Would sales to a guy have to go back?
Have to be virtuing Yovel, the original owner.
What if the guy says, no way?
We beat him. Okay? Okay? The views expressed in the shir do not necessarily. That's right. Okay. V'yavi bikurim d'var Torah. According to Meir, she had to bring bikurim d'oraisa. Because ain't kidding, Lakov. He was sold to a guy. It's a meaningless sale vis-a-vis mitzvahs hakluyos baretz. So why is it mivnei tikkun olam? It's d'oraisa. Guess what? Such a good question. We don't answer anything. Okay? Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Levi said. So it's another riot against Rabbi Meir. It's another reason to paskin like Rabbi Shimon, obviously. What? Yeah, but it sounds like it's a stop Mishnah, and that's what we're asking from an Rabbi Meir. Maybe. Yeah, I know, but you're raising the point. Who cares if it argues Rabbi Meir? Yeah, okay. That's true. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Levi said. Halokeach peiros lushim min akum. You buy fruit which is already severed from the ground from a goy. Mafis truma trumas maisa me'alocha. You take of truma trumas maisa d'rabona. Me'alocha here means d'rabona. Not alocha l'moshe misina. Me d'rabona. V'noisin l'shevet. You gotta give it to the to the Kohanim or to Levim. V'v'noitel dobim l'shevet. You're allowed to pay, sell it to the Kohanim and Levim. This is it's not according to the Rabbanon, according to the mayor, obviously. Even if you buy fruit which is already severed from the ground, you buy figs in the marketplace from an Arab woman, you got to give Trumas u'Maaseres from it. But you don't have to give it for free. You can charge the Kohen and Levi for the Trumas u'Maaseres. Okay? Let it rot. If you buy produce which is still connected to the ground, now it didn't grow in your jurisdiction. If it grew in your jurisdiction, you're chayv d'oraisa, right? It's still connected to the ground, but it didn't grow in your jurisdiction. You take of truma trumas meiser mid rabbanon, but this is stronger than rabbanon. V'noitz non l'shevet v'ino noito mina dovi mir shevet. You give it to the kohanim, and now let's accept money from it. Now he brings down on the bottom here. The reason for this is because There are 2 points of chiyah by Trumas HaMaisers. It has to be heavy shlish biyad Yisrael, has to grow to a third of its growth hands of a Jew, and also has to be miruach, harvester and processing in the hands of a Jew. So here there was heavy shlish biyad goy. So it's exempt. But since miruach was biyad Yisrael, because it was mechubra when you bought it, the harvesting and processing was in the hands of the Jew, so it's a higher level of a chiyah the rabbanan. And therefore, in this case, you can't sell it to the Kohen Levi. You got to give it for free. Okay? Matam. What pasuk teaches us that you don't have to give Trumas HaMaisers from a Goyish and stuff to deal Raisa? I think that's what it's teaching us. No. Well, it's teaching us two things. It's teaching us that you don't give Trumas HaMaisers to Raisa from a Goyis. So it's teaching us you're allowed to take money from the Kohanim and Levim when you give them the Trumas HaMaisers, which only do Rabbanan in any event. Well, how do we learn it out? Kitichum Eis B'nei Yisrael. When you take from B'nei Yisrael. Now let's talk about the Kohanim and Levim. When they take from B'nai Yisrael, so then they take it for free. Meis B'nai Yisrael at Moitzi. From B'nai Yisrael, you extract the Truma and Meiser. Meaning, for free. The Kohanim and Levim come and collect. That's only from Kohanim B'stam B'nai Yisrael. Ve'em Moitzi Mi'an Makoy Kunu Levia. But not from people who are friends of Kohanim and Levim. Because we know Yisrael are allowed to make deals with specific Kohanim and Levim that they know. In other words, that the deal which they generally made is that they would lend money to a Kohen. And then the Kohen would owe them some money. And instead of the Kohen paying back cash, every year when they set aside the Truma, they would sell the Truma to some other Kohen and deduct that amount from the principal of the loan. Okay, that's called Makori Kun of Olivia. So in that case, Xeris HaKosov, since you already have a deal Makori Kuna, the Kohen or Levi is not allowed to come and take the Truma or Meiser from that Yisrael. Meis B'nei Yisrael, where there's no Makori Kun of Olivia involved. Okay, that's one drasha. Now the Gra takes out the next four words, and we make another drasha. Kitichu Meis B'nei Yisrael. Meis B'nei Yisrael at Moitzi, from Neso you can extract Trumas HaMaisers for free. Ve'na Moitzi Miyad Akum. You can't extract Trumas HaMaisers for free from Truma Meiser on his own volition anyway, right? What it means is that Yisrael who buys from a Goy and has to take off Trumas HaMaisers to Rabbanon, you can't extract it from him for free. He can make you pay for it if you want it. Okay? He can make the Kohen Levi pay for it. Okay? Rabbi Acha said, Bimei Rabbi Yeshua, in the days of Rabbi Yeshua, who was one of the last Tanoim, Bikshu, they made an attempt, Limones al Harmelech, to vote on Harmelech, Lepochim and Amisus, to exempt them from Amisus. Why? Because most of Harmelech was owned by whom? Take a guess. Yeah. The Romans. That's why it was called Harmelech. It was the mountain of the king, right? So therefore they wanted to part from Trumas HaMaisers because they said it belongs to the Kohen. Like Rabbi Shimon. I don't know where it is. I don't know. I'm sure we don't know. Amru, they said, Yovel Rabbi Yeshua. Let's wait till Rabbi Yeshua gets here. Floy speak Levo. He didn't manage to come out for sure. I guess there were, you know, pogroms or whatever until things went crazy, so he didn't get a chance to be matched. But Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi B'shem Rabbi Yehoshua said, by virtue of the fact they're waiting for Rabbi Yehoshua to come be matched, what do we see about Rabbi Yehoshua's shita? It was, what does Rabbi Yehoshua hold? Halacha Rabbi Shimon. Halacha must be a Rabbi Shimon that we can exempt this land with Trumas HaMaisers. The low Cain, because if not, man on Amin. What else will we say? Well, this is kind of like the Ushami. Ushami's playing Jewish debating tactics here. As Ushami says, so what else would you think? You know, Well, you need a Rabbi Yosh. Tell us the low side of Shimon. The low cane. If Rabbi Yosh would not have a look at Shimon, what would we have said? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, ain't a local Rabbi Shimon. Well, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. Of course we pass like Rabbi Shimon. And at the beginning, the tiny, now I'll tell you why. It's a confusing sugya. They have to tell us you pass like Rabbi Shimon. Why is that? Beginning time, because we have a misleading brisa. So brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Shizui said over. Rabbi Shimon Shizui, Maisa Shini Salvu, Peiros Tevulim Be Peirosai. Once it happens that I got Peiros of Tevel mixed into my regular fruit, right? So I had Chulin and Tevel mixed into each other. Vishalti is Rabbi Tarf, when I asked Rabbi Tarf what to do. Varmerli, and he said to me, Rabbi Tarf said, Tsei Veloi Chamin Akum. Aha! Who does Rabbi Tarf know like? Like Rabbi Meir. He said, go buy fruit from a goy and take maisa from the fruit of the goy off of your stuff. So what are we, off the stuff which got mixed in together. So we see Rabbi Tavon also like Rabbi Meir, right? So, Vitani Allah, concerning, and use that to separate meisers. V'tani olei, we learn it saying this. Rabbi Yehuda Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda Shimon says, Yechkin be'lakum eretz Yisrael lefocho mina meiser. We learn going on this. Right, but Shimon Rabbi argue. The low tizbor meimar. So now getting back to why we need a Rabbi Yehuda, we don't want you to think do not think to say the low tizbor. Do not think meimar to say trei kavol kol treinun. That well now it's two against two. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, passing like Rabbi Shimon. It says we never pass like Rabbi Meir. Why don't we pass like Rabbi Meir? You maskil you. What does the Gemara say? Because their mayor is so sharp, they wouldn't be able to aim it out daito. The Rabbi Gamliel, where's the end of which Masech is that? I forget. Somewhere in one of the Masech. Their mayor and Rabbi Nelson plot against Rabbi Gamliel. Is it Horios? I've heard it's Zer. It's one of those.
No, what if you want to fall all the way? Something also terrible.
Yeah. We're caught in this?
I thought we don't pass on our mayor because we call him out because he was already.
No, that's Achim. He's called Achim. But that's not a reason not to pass him like him. He's not passing because he was too sharp. It's like the rugged sharper. Nobody could understand him, so they didn't pass him like him. Okay. Spend unless you're a masculine, then you have other reasons for it. My name is Vida as in May. So Lamaisa, so I might say it's two against two, right? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Tarfon. So maybe in that case, might paskin like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Tarfon together. Therefore, Lufum Kain Tzarech Lomar Halach Rabbi Shimon. That's where Rabbi Yehuda had to come along and say Halach is like Rabbi Shimon. Vod min ador. And I also know, also. No, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Oimer Yeshkin Lakum Lover Tzor Lifter. Vomir Ador also have a problem with the following mice, which is what we why I need Rabbi Yehuda to tell you passing like Rabbi Shimon for the following mice. Dom Rabbi Zira. This is a complicated case story. Rabbi Zira said Abba Antoli. I know who Abba Antoli was somebody time in Amoroi. Zavin Peri Minara Daramoi. He bought fruit from a guy. Asel Gabe de Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. This is not the regular town of Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. He'll come up in a minute. The regular Amor. This is another Amor. So I came to Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi shalach le Menachem Bray. He sent Menachem his son, his own son, to Yitzhakinle to fix up Abba Antoli's fruit, which Abba Antoli brought from a guy. And he gave the miser to Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. Miasi, when he came, Kami Meir Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. So he stood before Menachem, the kid. So before Rabbi Shimon Levi, praised Rabbi Yudam Levi, maybe was his brother, I don't know. Amar Lei said to Menachem, "Oh man, da yavi da elavuch. Who was smart enough to do this except for your father?" In other words, he was praising Rabbi Yudah ben Levi for passing like Rabbi Meir, that this root was chayev in Trumas Umaisrus, right? So it says more, that's a difficult thing. Mechalfei should say Rabbi Yishum ben Levi. This is a switch of the normal Shitar Yishum ben Levi. To Tamonu Amar, over there he said, back a few lines before, Halokeach, Peros Lushim Min Akum, that if you buy fruit which is severed from the ground from a goy, mavish truma trumas meiser mealocha, the truma trumas meiser is only midrabanan finnois l'shevet, and even though you have to give it to the shevet finnoito dama mina shevet, you could charge the Kohen and Levim for it. Vachu amarachain, and he was praising Rabbi Yudah ben Levi and his son Menachem for having taken the trumas meisers from Aban Toli's stuff, obviously without payment. So he's contradicting himself. Says Ma'arim Rabbi Abba Barzmina, Kumi Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Abba Barzmina sent for Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Simon Lo Markein. You got the story wrong. Rabbi Simon didn't tell the story like this. Ella, rather, Yasi Kami Me Rabbi Shua ben Levi. When Rabbi Menachem came, it's still before Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amar Lei said, Leis Ilin Davich. Isn't this Leis in Davich? This miser does not belong to your father. Vikpin, and he got upset at Menachem. No, Rabbi Shimon Levi was consistent. He said, you had no right to take this. If you, even if you took it, what should you have had to have done for it? Since you're a Levi, you should have had to pay for it. So what you did was improper. Okay. Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Ach, Rabbi Tanu, Rabbi Chia, Shemir Shimon Levi, name of Shimon Levi, said, Shlosh Hashem Maisen Shalom Birshus. There are three cases in which I can take Maisen of somebody else's crop without getting his permission. It's to his benefit for me to do it. What are they? Now, normally, why in its time, a classic case, why if you have tevel, can't they go and take trumas and mitzvahs off your tevel? Yeah, the charch be so long, so fun, but why is it not? What's the chav? No, but anyway, he's going to have to go through trumas and misers. No. Let's say we know that's not the case. Because he might want to take off less good stuff or better stuff. In other words, we don't know what stuff he wanted to make trumas and what stuff he had in. So cave crops up in the Bavli several times, this issue, right? They says, klach l'chaitza yafos, klach l'chaitza rose. Maybe I wanted to get better, maybe I wanted to get worse. So normally I can't go down to your field, to your crop, and take trumas and mitzvahs off of it without your consent. Except in three cases. One of them is, zetshin yisayev tivlo b'chulin. Your tevel got mixed up in chulin. So in that case, I'm not meister from your stuff on your stuff. It's also in that case. I can't meister from this batch. Because maybe this batch is, maybe the one thing I'll pick up in chulin, maybe it's tevel's, no way of knowing. So I can't meister from this batch on itself. I have to go somewhere else and meister on this batch, right? So I take it from anyway, I have to take from somewhere else, not internally. So in this case, I can come in and meister from my own stuff at home. This is my magnanimous gesture. My stuff at home on your stuff. That's one. V'zerchu lokech mi piskei shel kutin. And it should be goyim. Here it doesn't mean Samaritans, here it means goyim. Now, this is a case where... the case which we had in Rabbi Shub and Levi and all these Tanoim Amroim before, I'm taking Trumas and Maisers off fruit, piske, which was cut off by Goyim. They harvested fruit. So in this case, what do I do with the fruit? I sell it to a Kohen or Levi. So here, there's no problem of me taking off two good stuff and two bad stuff. Because anyway, you're getting paid for what you're giving, right? Where's that a problem where the Israel is not getting paid for the Trumas of Mises is giving to the Kohen of Levi. So he says, I would have given poorer stuff. Or maybe, unlikely, but he would have given better stuff. But here, the guy says, anyway, there's no question of the quality of a gift. You're not giving a gift in this case, where you might have wanted to give a better, worse gift. What are you doing? A sale. So whatever you give, you're getting money for, so you're not losing anything any either way.
Assuming that Baal is the one that does the sale, not
the person does the favor can do the sale. Yeah, that's the chiddush here. Because anyway, the Baal doesn't lose anything. No matter what the guy sets aside, no, the owner's not losing anything, right? Because he's getting paid regardless of what it is. Okay? That's the second case. Now, the third case, the Gemara doesn't bring down. It's brought down here by the Gra. Probably the Ridbaz brings it down. Utrumas Chutzlaretz. The Truma of Chutzlaretz. Because by Trumas Chutzlaretz, they used to take Truma in the environs of Eretz Yisrael. You know, Syria, Bavel, a couple of, I don't know Bavel, but Syria and Jordan, places like that. So there, too, the status of Trumas Chutzlaretz is just like the Truma from the severed stuff of a Goy in Eretz Yisrael, that you're allowed to take payment for it, so therefore anybody can set it aside for you. I'm right as here. Rabbi Zira says, now here the Girsos get all messed up. So I have the Groz Girsi, and probably the Ridbaz brings it down. Rabbi Zira says, Zosomeris, this teaches us, this statement, that the three of Meister Shlobishos, this teaches us that Shehu Noto Domim Neshevet. That in these cases, you're allowed to accept payment. Okay? Allowed to accept payment. Because that's the factor which allows you to go take Trumas and Mitzvahs off without getting permission. Because there's payment to be had. It's a transaction. Because because if you would say, She'eino noto dami min ha-shevet, that he can't get money on this, Hare shelo birshus Torah, it reverts to being impermissible to take Truma. The basis for this is how you're going to get paid for your giving anyway. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, time of the Rabbi Lozer. Now, this is going back to the mission. It's a new thing. Full stop. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, time of the Rabbi Lozer, the larger Rabbi Lozer and Mishnah, they now have to be turning from one kuti stuff to another kuti stuff, is, now here it's a little bit tricky, this next line. Kishem shasu peros Eretz Yisrael demai. Just like they made the fruit of Amoratim, Jewish Amoratim, Eretz Yisrael demai. Achar, now here the word achar means despite the fact that Reuben ain't, achar Reuben, despite the fact that most people do take of Trumas and Mises, because we know Rova Meretz Meisrim. You know, unless it's like going to take of demai. Now there where most people do take off Trumas and Mises. Nonetheless, ain't Torah me Meisrim Mizel Zeh. You know, to take Trumas and Mises from one demai up another demai, because maybe this demai is good and that demai is bad or vice versa. Kach. So too, Rabbi Lezer as far as Asa Peros Kuti Vadai. They made Peros Kuti Vadai. Definitely Tevil. Achar, and here Achar means because Ruban. Because most of them don't take up Trumas and Meisers. Yet nevertheless, ain't Torah Mivlo Meisim Mizelzeh, since there are some Kutim who do take off Trumas and Meisers, so therefore the Vadai of one is not the Vadai of another, and therefore each one is independent. You can't take off from one Kuti and another Kuti. So it's basically the Kav Chomer is like this. If by Dmai, we're Rov Amaratim or Meiser, and really I could say go after the Rov, and it's all Meisered anyway. So let me Meiser from one Dmai and another Dmai. I say you're not allowed to. You can only Meiser from one Dmai in and of itself, and not on the other Dmai in and of itself, and not from one the other. Kav Chomer, by Kutim, where the majority of stuff is not Meisered, and it's only a prevalent mute, which does Meiser, that there I can't Meiser from one guy's stuff and the other guy's stuff. Okay, Chachamim argue. Chachamim hold, all Kuti stuff is Vatai. They don't take up Trumas and Meisers. We're not even choishes that they take up Trumas and Meisers. Okay? Rabbi Boom Baruch Hiya, we'll just finish the paragraph, then we'll stop. Rabbi Boom Baruch Hiya, B'Shem, Rabbi Zira said, Otzitz, Osu Oso Sofi, by a... by Otzitz, which is a non-perforated pot. It's a suffix. Could be it is considered to be like it's mechuber lekarka. It's not definitely not mechuber lekarka. Says, well, what are you talking about? Vatzina, didn't we learn? Otzitz, nokuf, mekadish bekerem. If you pass a perforated pot full of grain through a vineyard, we had this case in Bavli a couple of times, then it's mekadish bekerem, makes kelaim. Right, because we say there's a connection through the air between the grain and the planter and the vineyard on the ground. And it says in the same places that a non-perforated one doesn't make it kilayim. And here the gersha should be v'kadish misafek. If you're going to say that we're mesupak, if a non-perforated pot is mechuber lekarka or not, so there it's a safek d'oraisa. It's a very chomer safek d'oraisa. It's a safek of isra anoa. You should have to be machmir. If you don't have to be machmir, what does that prove? That there's no safek. And otzi tshein onoku is definitely not considered to be mechuber lekarka. Okay. Period. New issue. Kemad the tamer mean avada el admai. Just like you said, when you take off truma for something which is vada and something which is my truma, it is truma. But lo soch, I can't even eat the truma itself. Atzioti la truma sumaisris. Until you take truma sumaisris off of it. V'amra mina admai el admai kain. Let's say that's true. You take from admai and admai as well. Right? That may, the same thing should be true. That when you take off from one dmai, another dmai. So maybe you're taking off from one which is mechuyev and one which is not mechuyev. So says the Gemara, you know what? Technically speaking, you should be right. But there it's different because of it's all dry. Well, we'll see it inside. Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Shmu bar Chia b'shem Rabbi Shmu bari says, Zosomers, this teaches us, and here the gifts is also messed up. Here it should be, according to the Gra, Safik Trumasu Maisel Shel Dmai, Kesafik Dimua. It's like a Safik where you're the Truma of Dmai fell back into the pot itself. Where he said you're allowed to ask the Amorites and all the school supplies that pot to me that Dmai. The doubt you're not allowed to be Marfish, Truma, from one Dmai and another Dmai is only the Chatchila, before the fact. But if you did it already, b'di'evet, you took off truma from one dmai another dmai, so b'di'evet it stands. Why? Again, because after the fact, there are all sorts of kulas by dmai. One of them is that if the truma you took off of dmai fell back into the chulin mixture, so I just don't look at the truma of dmai. I say it's bato, right? So to here, I say the same, there's a kula after the fact, which doesn't apply before the fact. B'di'evet versus l'chatchila. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. And tomorrow night we have a pass. Yeah. Daf Yomi in the morning, yes.